Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'll read some texts here. Love you guys. Might want to say some nice things for the M's fans and your audience who are utterly devastated. Copy and paste again. If the Mariners lose game four, they will lose the series. Bleeping Mariners. I love this text because this is the reality of sports. And this is the question that people ask all the time. And this is why you would rather be there, because the feelings are the feelings. This texter says, I didn't realize the Mariners never making the playoffs was easier to deal with than the Mariners making the playoffs. Mm-hmm. That is why we watch sports, friend.
Yep.
That's why we watch sports. One segment on this and then move on. Can we call it a truce here, please? Yeah. We'll do this once. Mariners fall to the Blue Jays last night in a really thrilling game. A really, really fun baseball game. If you don't have a rooting interest, you know, I mean, the Mariners aren't my team, but I root for them. It's tough. It's utterly crushing. I think Dan Wilson learned a lot of hard truths last night. Your first time in the playoffs, especially in this kind of situation, how you deal with pitchers, how you deal with hitters, how you deal with situations. I texted you guys last night. We were in the group chat. I'll say it plain and simple, straightforward. I'll go from the jump. I thought they pulled George Kirby too early. I think you walk George Springer. And Julio can't keep swinging at sliders on the outside. That's it right there. Yep. And your 7-8-9 hitters are trash. But look, the Dodgers' 7-8-9 hitters aren't very good either.
Yeah.
That's just the nature of how you build a team. You can't have dudes that can bat second or third in your 8-9 hole. You just don't. It's not how it works.
Let's start from the beginning. Why pull Kirby after four innings?
I'm not
when
sure.
He's pitching that well.
I'm not sure. His pitch count wasn't even that high.
65.
And it was going through third time through the lineup. That's why. I think that's the thought. But I think you're overthinking the room at that point.
He wasn't I thought he touched
was,
up yet.
His first inning was rough, but it was like Bryce Miller in game one. His first inning was rough, and then he was dealing.
Yeah.
It was a tough look for me.
The analytics of baseball sometimes can bite you.
Without a doubt. In playoffs, dude, you got to go with your gut.
It's so much. Tito. Tito's one of the best all time of feel. You know, Tito Francona is one of the best. Like, analytics be damned. We're going to run with it.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Maddon was great with that. Bochy was great with that. Hey, Bum's arm is about to fall off. Lincecum's arm is about to fall off. I don't care.
Yeah, let it fall off.
Let it fall off. This is the guy who got us here. We're going to ride with it, you know?
Yeah, especially because I was worried Kirby was going to get touched up. I know I said he wasn't going to mm-hmm. because I love George Kirby personally. He's one of my favorite pitchers in baseball. But there was always that fear there. I mean, that Toronto offense is pretty scary. They hit the ball real hard. Like, they got good bat speed and stuff, so that anything can happen, and you saw that last night. The Kirby thing I didn't understand. I was sitting at the bar with some friends watching the game. They're all Mariner fans. And when Bizzardo came in to George Springer, I screamed at the TV, walk him. Don't throw him a pitch. Because you walk him, there's one out. Bases are loaded. You now have a force in any bag. You can trade an out for a run and still be up by one. Hell, if somebody gets a single, you're still tied at 3-3. I didn't like the Springer move at all because two things in life that I'll never forget, 9-11 and George Springer's a cheater. And I wouldn't be surprised if there were some trash cans down the alleyways of Toronto for that guy to hit that pitch. But also Bizzardo, he missed his spot and hung a fat piece of meat. And George Springer tatered that son B and watched it and sent the Blue Jays to the World Series. It's wild, wild turn of events because I thought the Mariners had it all right there. They had the momentum. It was their game.
Have you seen...
It was their game.
Have you seen George Springer's playoff history? His numbers?
Yes, I have. It's insane. He's one of the greatest postseason players of all time.
He has 78 postseason games in his career.
Mm-hmm.
He has 23 home runs. That is third all time.
Yep.
Okay. 78 games. So that's roughly half a season.
Mm-hmm.
If you split this up in high leverage baseball in playoffs, his 162 game average would put him at 48 home runs, 98 RBI, 264 average, 883 OPS in high leverage baseball.
That's wild. That's like Carlos Beltran on steroids.
That's insane.
He might have been on steroids.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's insane. Like, you're talking about every time you get up to the plate, you matter. You know what I mean? Like, that's every at bat you have in the playoffs is exponentially more important.
Mm-hmm.
And you are delivering over one out of every four times.
Yeah, I think the approach to Springer was all wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he dared you to do it, and you were like, okay, I will do it.
And see ya.
To this texter's point, what about leaving Wu? And I honestly, if you were going to pitch to Bizzardo, or if you were going to pitch to Springer, I understand that Dan Wilson brought in Bizzardo to throw to Springer, but if you're going to throw to Springer, I would have left Wu in. Wu had such an amazing battle with Vladdy that Vladdy doesn't strike out this postseason. He does not strike out, and Wu got him. And seeing how he did that with Vladdy, I might have left Wu in if you're going to throw to Springer. The answer is you should have never
thrown to Springer.
You should have never thrown to him in that situation. Put him on base. Put a force out. Trade it out for a run. You're still winning this game.
Mariners fans don't want to hear this, but and I know George Springer's a cheater, all those kind of things. What a hell of a story to get drilled, come back, and then do this.
I know.
He's a hell of a player, man.
He's a hell of a player. He didn't even win the MVP. They gave it to Vlad.
Yeah. Well.
I know.
This is the only game that Vladdy wasn't an absolute monster.
Yep. Yeah, they neutralized him. Yeah. And I think that's what Dan Wilson was concerned about. That if he walked Springer, if Lucas got on,
now all of a sudden you're in big trouble. And now it's boy, if you don't get the double play, you're in trouble.
And so I understand. I wouldn't have done that personally, but I'm also not a Major League Baseball manager. That's where I live. And it's a sad reality, guys. But you know what? I will be positive for you Mariner fans out there. As someone who has lost two World Series in my lifetimes and game seven extra innings, like, love your team. Great year. Absolute fantastic year. And you'll remember that. If you went up to any of those games, talking to like Luke Anderson, you know, one of my good buddies went to a game, like, you'll always have that memory. Mm-hmm. You know, I went to game one of the World Series with my mom. Like, that is awesome.
Yeah.
And I will never forget that. You had a great year. And you re-signed Naylor. You figure out what you're going to do at third base. Figure out what you're going to do with Polanco. Maybe trade an arm. And come back next year ready to go.
The other side of that coin is, this is the furthest you've ever gotten. And that franchise juju is there.
Oh, you're such a jerk.
I am. But how do you overcome this?
By getting back on the schneid, man.
Yeah.
By getting back on. Getting in the cage. Don't go to Cancun. Keep working. No, go to Cancun. You deserve it.
No, you got to... Mariners fans, enjoy this. This is the, you know, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. This is the agony side. You haven't gotten to enjoy the victory at the very top in the World Series. But to be fair, would it hurt more to lose now or would it hurt more to get stomped by the Dodgers?
Yeah, somebody asked me, like, who do you got winning the World Series now? You think Toronto can beat the Dodgers? And I said, no, I'll take the Dodgers in three. I'll take the Dodgers to win this series in three games. I got a buddy who's a Dodger fan, and he, you know, asked him, and he's pretty he's diehard Dodgers, and he's in my fantasy league, and we're buddies, and he was like, I'd rather play Toronto. because we can hit their pitchers.
Yeah.
And you can stop hitting. It's hard to stop pitching.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you don't want to play the Mariners because
look, it requires team-wide discipline.
With Wu back, they got they're five deep mm-hmm. in the starting rotation. And a bullpen that's nasty and a 60 home run guy and also a 24-year-old bona fide superstar in Julio Rodriguez. Like, I'll take the Dodgers in three.
It's a good place to build, though.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mariners fans. It sucks. But it's what it is, man. That's caring. This is the part about sports where if, say, you come back next year and you do make the World Series, and let's say you win it. It makes this that much sweeter.
Totally. It really does. You got to knock on the door. Go ask the 03 Red Sox how they felt when Aaron Flippin' Boone hit that home run. They won the World Series next year.
Mm-hmm.
Coming down 3-0. Like, it can happen.
You can do this. I mean, talking about bounce backs, the Toronto Blue Jays are 20 games out of first last year.
And
They weren't here.
And Schneider was going to get fired if they didn't make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the best record in the American League.
So,
be a fun World Series. Game one on Friday in Toronto.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.